It's very nervous making in there, right? Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll clarify that. Good afternoon. I'm Bill Campbell, and welcome to this special edition of Straight Talk. We're coming to you today live from KUAC Studios up on the university campus. And with me today, I have five Moldavian students who are from the Soviet Union visiting Alaska. The students have been here in Alaska for about 2 weeks now. They'll be going back to Anchorage tomorrow. And from there, they'll be going on to the East Coast and looking at New York before they head back to Moldavia and the Soviet Union right off of the Black Sea. Well, good afternoon first, and welcome, and thank you for coming up to the studio. I'm going to do my best with names this afternoon. I'd like to first introduce, I'll go around the table. First we have Dorian, and Patrick, Lolita, and Diana, and Vladimir. Okay, I've got the first names down. We'll let you all introduce your last names as the show progresses. To the listeners this afternoon, this is an extremely special show. We'll be going for an hour talking with the students. And today we're going to focus, all the students are high school students. They're all between the ages of about 15 and 18, 15 and 19 years old. And today we're going to try to learn a little bit more about our friends across the ocean there in the Soviet Union. Well, first off, what has been the most interesting part of Alaska? What have you seen or learned or? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So we arrived in Alaska and saw a cold weather here before we have a hot weather in Kishinev, Moldavia. Mm-hmm. So it was new for us, and the wind was blowing here. So we saw also the warm heads mm-hmm. of the people that met us, and we are very happy that we had such an opportunity to came to Alaska. Mm-hmm.
What is the temperature right now? And you're all from Moldova, but what exactly is the name of your town? Patrick?
We live in Kishinev.
In Kishinev?
Yeah, Kishinev is the capital of Moldavia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now the temperature there is about 15 degrees above the freezing point Celsius.
Celsius, that's yeah. 35, 40 above in Fahrenheit, which we all tend to know here. Well, first off, a lot of people have a misconception. Here in America, we say, well, they're from Russia, when in reality, you're from Moldavia, which is totally different than Russia. Would someone care to explain the difference?
Yes, of course. So in Soviet Union, there are 15 republics, and all the 15 republics are sisters, and all the people from 15 republics are brothers, And Moldavia is the same republic as Russia, as is the same republic as Lithuania or Georgia and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So and we, people from Moldavia, we have a Moldavia language.
Mm-hmm. So they're almost states in a way. They're separate. How you said there's 50 different republics,
yeah.
And then Russia is just one of these 50.
Yeah.
15. Mm-hmm.
15 instead of 50. I was just clarified there. Okay, 15 different. Then you all speak your own language, Moldavian. How different is it than Russian or any of the other languages?
Mm-hmm. So the Moldavian language is quite different from Russian. The alphabet is the same, but the language is different. So we have a Russian alphabet. But the language is a Romanic language, as the language of Romania, the state that borders with Moldavia on the west.
Mm-hmm. So it's a Romantic language, such as French or Spanish. So,
or Italian.
Or Italian.
It's quite close to Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And Russian is of Slavonic origin.
It's Slavonic?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like to say that Moldavian language is the same language as Romanian. we speak the same language.
As Romanian.
Yeah.
Now, how close are you to Romania? And geographically wise, how close are your two countries?
We're quite near each other.
Mm-hmm. We have the same frontier. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How... do you all travel a lot? Do you often travel to Romania or in some of the other countries right there close by, or to Moscow or Leningrad?
Yeah, we used to visit Moscow or Leningrad in our vacations, to spend our vacations. We can also travel in the foreign countries that are quite close to our country. I was in Bulgaria one time. Mm-hmm. This is not far from Moldavia.
Mm-hmm. I suppose there's some people sitting at home right now listening going, my goodness, they speak English so well. I met you all yesterday and we were talking about how you learn English. And would someone like to explain how your school system works and how you learned English? Anybody? Mm-hmm. Diana?
In our school, we study English language from the first graduate.
Someone said you went to specialized schools?
Yes, it's a specialized school in English language.
So there's an emphasis in this one school on just English?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how's your school system set up? Do you go through 1st through 12th grade like we do here?
No, we have only 10th graduate.
Mm, 10th grades. And then what happens after your 10th year?
We usually go to the universities, institutes.
Kind of colleges here.
Mm-hmm. So how long is your college in Moldavia?
4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
Depends on what area you are acting.
Mm-hmm. How old are you normally when you graduate from the college?
From college?
22 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, are the colleges free of charge, or do your parents pay, or do you pay, or is it run by the state?
No, it's quite free.
Mm-hmm. We don't pay for
studying.
College for studying. Mm-hmm.
Vladimir?
But you must know a lot of the things to go to the university. This is no problem to pay, but you must know a lot of things. You must, for example, if you want to go to math, you must know algebra, physics, geometry, trigonometry, because it's very difficult to go to a university and you must be prepared for it.
Well, because we have to pass an exam, some exams before entering this university, and only the best pupils can pass this exam.
Mm-hmm. How many of your classmates in a percentage will be going to college?
Almost everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost everybody try to enter.
But not everybody.
Succeed in this.
Yeah. Right. Now, how many schools are in your city?
64.
64 schools?
Schools, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And are they all specialized in something different?
No.
No.
Not
no all
of
them.
Yeah.
Mm. Patrick?
I think about 40% of our schools are specialized in some subjects. Yeah, and we have schools specialized in English, in French, in German, in Spanish, in foreign languages. And we have some schools specialized in mathematics, in physics, in chemistry, in biology.
In sports.
Yeah.
In sports. Mm-hmm. Are sports an important aspect of Moldavian life? Mm-hmm. Is there sports in school? Like here in America, we have, you know, high school basketball, high school hockey, college hockey, and stuff. Is it only in the specialized school that they have high school sports?
No. Oh. Every school have sports, but not every school are specialized in sports.
Mm-hmm. And for example, our school is not specialized in any sports, but we have our basketball team, our volleyball team, our table tennis team.
Mm-hmm.
That take part in different championships between the teams of our schools that are also not specialized in sports.
What time do you go to school in the morning?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
And then until 2 o'clock or so, or
till 2:30.
Two thirty.
And then do you all go 5 days a week or 6 days?
6 days a week.
6 days a week. Mm-hmm. And how long do you take a break? Sometime during the year, like during the summer, do you take a vacation? 2 months?
3 months.
3 months. Patrick?
We have the same system of vacations as your system. We have 3 months in the summer. We have about a week in autumn, about 2 weeks in winter, and about a week in spring of mm-hmm. vacations.
Mm-hmm. So it's set up the same. What, moving away from education, this is something that I was talking to some of your host families, and some said that you were surprised by the number of automobiles and cars that people have, especially students. In Moldavia, how many families have automobiles? Mm-hmm. Vladimir?
So it's very difficult to buy a lorry in Moldavia, and people must stay for a long time in lines to buy a car, and it's very expensive to buy a car. So a family have one car, but two cars, it's not.
Unheard of, Patrick?
I'd like to say that about 50% of our families have one car, but our public transport is very cheap. Mm-hmm. This is a ticket is about five kopecks. This is about 5 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very cheap. And that's why we have no so difficult without cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have system of buses and trolley buses and so we need cars.
Mm-hmm. How big is your city?
700,000.
800,000.
Yeah. 700,000.
800,000
people. Yeah. So it's as a
population.
Mm-hmm. And so your transport. Now, see, the temperature there is warm. Some here in Alaska, a lot of people don't ride buses because they're so cold to stand out and wait for them. But now the temperature there in the summer is 90, 100 degrees Fahrenheit, which would be, what, 70 degrees Celsius? I don't know my conversions very well. About 40 degrees Celsius. Thank you, says John, my engineer. You said your currency, your money there, 5 kronens?
Kopecks.
Kopecks. Mm-hmm, which is equal to about our 5 cents.
Okay. 7 cents.
About 7 cents.
7 cents, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What, how expensive is things? For instance, you said a car, people couldn't afford a car. How much does it cost?
9,000.
About
rubles. 9,000. About this.
About 9,000 rubles.
Something like 12,000, 8,000.
Different costs.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Different. But you're looking at, according to the American rate of exchange, you're looking at $12,000 to $15,000. About there. I'm trying to do math in my head here as we talk. Do most high school students have jobs?
No. Most of us don't work, but we must work after the school, after finish after
the school year.
Yeah, the school year, 2 or 3 weeks in the village in the country.
Mm-hmm.
During studying, a pupil cannot go to have a job because he must study a lot. We have a lot of science subjects,
mm-hmm.
so he have no time.
We have a lot of homework, and though we have such an opportunity to work, to have a job, but we have no time for it.
Mm-hmm.
We need a lot of time to do our homework.
Is there a real emphasis on doing well in school? Is school very important to the Moldavian people?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. But those students who want to work, they usually in summer can't work.
Mm-hmm. And then, for instance, how much will they make in one summer?
Oh. Different.
Different amount of people.
Yeah.
You can either make a little bit like you do here, minimum wage, yeah. or work someplace good. If you're just joining us this afternoon, I'm Bill Campbell with a special edition of Straight Talk. And with me here in the studio, I have five high school students from Moldavia in the Soviet Union. They're here visiting Alaska for a few weeks. If you have a question that you'd like to ask either of the five students here, give us a call at 474-5044. Again, the number if you have a question is 474-5044. We had an interesting, yesterday at Alaska, I had a forum type discussion, and one of the subjects that came up in the forum was the Soviet leader Gorbachev and his reforms that he implemented in 1985. How do you all feel about Gorbachev? Mm-hmm. Patrick?
I'd like to say that Gorbachev is the most popular man in our country. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he is really the man of the year.
Mm-hmm. We have a very high opinion about him.
Like
and we believe in him.
Exactly, like people do here.
Yes.
It's good. He seems, in the opinion of most people here, I think would agree that he's doing nothing but excellent and good. Fantastic. Have you seen effects, for instance, in homes, in your town, of his reform at how do I put this properly? Positive things happening? Mm-hmm. Patrick?
Our society have now more democracy. We can say in the press our thoughts, all our what we think, without being punished for this. It's a lot of freedom. Mm-hmm. In USSR and in our town.
That was just...
We can see good changes in the economy.
Mm-hmm. In the economy, how so? Are you, rate of exchange or are things cheaper or...
No, great changes.
Mm-hmm. In the whole economy? And we have a telephone caller. I'd just like to remind everyone who'd like to call in, please phrase your questions very carefully and very slowly so our students can understand your questions. And good afternoon. You're on the air.
Thanks very much. I think this is a wonderful program. I'm really glad that the Moldavian students came today to talk to us on the radio. I have a lot of questions, but some of them are so basic I think they might even be insulting. I mean, I wanted to know things like how big families are and how many hours they spend in school in the day and do they have to sit in rigid class rows. But I'd like to throw all that aside now that you're talking about the government. Do students your age get to talk to your parents much about the government? Do your parents, say, have a good opinion of Gorbachev, or are they worried that this is only a temporary thing that's happening with perestroika and that eventually things will go back to the way they were before? Or do they talk about new changes all the time? And I can listen to the answer on the air. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments? Let's start with one of the first questions that the caller tossed out is about the families. What is the common sized family?
Four.
Mm-hmm. Patrick?
This is about one or two, one child or two children. Moldavian is in the European part of the USSR. That's why we have the same problems as the European countries.
Mm-hmm. For instance, how here in America we seem, especially here in Alaska, we have a horrible divorce rate of parents splitting up and not living together, and it seems to be increasing tremendously. Is there a high divorce rate in the Soviet Union?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. And what normally happens? For instance, here in America, it seems that the kids normally live with the mother, and then they kind of see the father on the weekends. Is that the way it is there too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of problem all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Any comments? Any ideas how to solve that problem? Seems to be a universal one. Difficult question. Patrick?
Yeah, it's a very difficult question. Sociologists can't solve this problem, and I'm not sure that we shall solve now this problem.
Right. It's difficult for us sitting here in the radio studio to do something like that. Heck, as long as we're talking about high school students here, the caller mentioned, how do you all sit in lines or distinct orders in school? Is it very rigid, discipline-wise, in your schools? Diana? Any? Okay. And, for instance, is it common, we're all high school students, we're all the same age, do you all have boyfriends and girlfriends that you see in school and do out on weekends and things? And
I'd like to say that in school, we are all friends.
Mm-hmm.
All the students are all friends.
Mm-hmm. How big is your school?
1,800 students.
1,800? Mm-hmm. So you all really don't have, I know here in America, for instance, it's a really unfortunate thing we have in the schools, but you have different little groups, little cliques of people that just stay within their own little groups.
Yeah,
is it real groupish like
it's
that in Moldavia?
Natural. No.
Mm-hmm.
There are 2 or 5 people who have the same thoughts, the same interests, and they are speaking, they are solving their problems
together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really work together. We have another telephone caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello. I'd like to know what they do for entertainment or fun.
That's a good question. What do high school students do in Moldavia for fun? Patrick or Diana?
I think our students, we spend our spare time in the same way that here that these students here spend their spare time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way.
Diana?
We usually meet with our friends. We go to the movies, to the theater, to the concert.
Music.
Dancing.
Listening to the music. Yeah.
Has music changed? Is your music always changing? Is there lots of different styles like there is here in America?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know we recently had a couple of the rock bands from the Soviet Union here in Fairbanks, which was really, really neat. Patrick?
Yeah, we have different kinds of music there in USSR. We have rock music, country music, pop music, rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All different types. Your movies, you mentioned you go out to the movies and things on the weekends. Do you have malls and movie houses like you've seen here in Alaska? Are things set up the same? Are they different? Mm-hmm.
So we have such movies, but the movies are not the same as here. So you can see some of movies like with Schwarzenegger or another hero only on video in Moldavia. But not at the cinema or movie, as it's here called.
And why is that?
Perhaps the administration didn't understand that we must see the production of the West, and we must know things that are not very good.
Mm-hmm. Patrick?
I'd like to add that your movies are full of violence, nudity, language, slangs, mm-hmm. and but our movies are not so. We don't use to use such slang in movie. Yeah. This is another thing.
Mm-hmm. So do you all? You all don't have the slasher and the horror movies like are real popular here in this here in Alaska and in the U.S. Let's. For instance, you said violence and whatnot is not real prevalent, is not real common in your movies. Why is that? Is that just tradition? It just hasn't been in the movies?
I think violence can't grow up, educate the young people. This is a wrong education.
Mm-hmm. Lolita?
I want to add that our socialist culture don't admit such things as violence for teenagers or young people. It's a tradition, you can say.
Vladimir?
I think so, because our government for many years have a politic of not of political violence, but political friendship, peace with other countries. So, and the peoples are the same as the government. They also have to want to have friends in all countries and cities.
Mm-hmm. And if you're just joining us this afternoon again, my name is Bill Campbell with Straight Talk, a special edition of Straight Talk. With me in the studio, I have five students from Moldavia in the Soviet Union. And if you have any questions or comments and you'd like to ask of any of them, give us a call at 474-5044. And again, that phone number is 474-5044. And our phone lines are open for you. Moldavia is right on the Black Sea. Am I correct? Am I close? Lolita?
We are quite close to the Black Sea, but Moldavia has not a seashore of the Black Sea.
Mm-hmm. But this is about 60 kilometers from the east frontier of Moldavia till the seashore.
Mm-hmm. The seashore. We talked a little bit yesterday in the forum. I know, Patrick, you and I were talking about religion. In the Soviet Union, is it different than here in America, or can you explain that?
Yeah, I think most of our families are atheist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but also we have
freedom
of religion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you explained yesterday something that I thought was really neat, in that your religion, you believed more in yourself and in your family and friends.
Yeah. I think we believe not in God on the clouds. No, mm-hmm. we believe in God in ourselves, in our soul.
Mm-hmm. Is there a real strong family bond that goes along with that? To rephrase that one. Is your family really, for instance, here in America, a lot of the religion cultures are it helps families. Families go to church together, and it really creates that really strong family bond, that togetherness. Do you all study religion in the same manner? Do you go to church regularly, or I'm showing my lack of understanding here of your religion and all.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I think no.
I think
I'm not so active as you.
We don't go to the church with our families now, but our grandparents they go to the church. But mm-hmm. I think that it's our problem of our age, because the youth now, I think that they don't go to.
Mm-hmm.
We have lost our former ideals, and the youth now is in search for a new God, a new thing in what we can believe. See, and many of the people return to the church, but so we go to the church only to have a look at our culture, because the church in the past was a great center of the culture. It was the church as itself is an important part of our ancient culture, because it's the source of the culture. All these paintings, they are standing now at the beginning of our culture, so it's important for us.
Patrick?
From the very beginning, all our culture was concentrated in the churches, and I don't know. In the 1930s, the churches were destroyed, and now began a process to reestablishing these churches, or these churches, these cultural
monuments of art. Yeah.
Are you seeing a resurgence in culture in your culture? Is it coming back? Well, we said it is in religion. You're creating, your culture is being recreated. But for instance, is your history? Do you all study history and try to keep that alive?
Yes, because in our history, well, the history was made by our government, and there were mistakes in the policies, and we must remember our history in order not to repeat these mistakes and not to go to such a situation as it was before 85 in our country.
We have another telephone call. And good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hi. I heard on the radio that the people feel the same as the government as far as violence is concerned concerning movies. And it was answered in such a way that they were, the last person that spoke on that said that nobody wants violence over there. And it touched me in a way that let me know that their superiors may be informing them on how to answer such a question, because the last thing is the most outstanding thing that stands out. And my question is, do their superiors allow them to express their personal opinion?
A comment? You said earlier in the beginning of the show that you all were you are allowed to speak as you believe and all, and I know you're not censored here in any way, and you haven't been on this trip. Is there any type of control on the violence from your government? Difficult question.
Do you mean on movies? Such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that are broadcasting for youth, you mean? Yeah, I think we have such a thing that...
What about your press, your news media?
Our press is free now, but I think also we must not admit violence in the press, in the... on the TV, and this is a good thing that government control a little control from this point of view. But now also we have some movies that more look like your movies.
You mentioned Arnold Schwarzenegger. Thanks, Vladimir.
So some of our movies, our videos were closed because they showed bad films, bad movies, and that's you can see that the movies are controlled by the administration, by the press and
government.
Is that control going away now? You said you got home movies, for instance, videos.
I'd like to say that that we have to educate the youth on a good, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Peaceful way.
Peaceful mm-hmm. way, but not in a violence and so on. We don't, can't admit that.
Here, let's go back to culture. Before the telephone call, we were talking about your culture and history a little bit there. I know here in Alaska, we see a lot of Soviet history. For instance, down in Sitka and Ketchikan, you see a lot of Russian Orthodox churches and things. And we study Soviet history a little bit in our schools here. Do you all, you said before you study history, so you don't want to repeat, as you said, mistakes. What is your culture changing?
You mean now?
Mm-hmm. Patrick?
I think now our culture was founded, was our culture began from the very beginning of the human beings on the earth, and we can't change in some years all this culture that was made from centuries, during the centuries.
Mm-hmm. We have a telephone caller. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hello, that's me, huh?
Hello, yes.
I was wondering, they speak such nice English, when you start studying language, and what languages do you study? Just English or other languages, besides your own, of course?
Mm-hmm. We study English language from the first grade, 10 years. But besides English, we study Moldavian literature and Russian literature and English literature.
Mm-hmm. Patrick?
Our system of education in our school is so that we can and we must study only English. But if we want to study other foreign languages, we can not change the classes, but the schools. There are schools, as I said, specializing in other foreign languages. And we also have the courses of foreign languages. This is something as your private schools. And there we can study five or six foreign languages, but we must pay for them. This is only one school that is not free.
Mm-hmm. Maybe another telephone call. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hi, I was wondering, do they have any kind of a musical program, and how many of them play instruments?
That's a good question.
No, we have on TV a lot of distractive musical programs. And I am playing violin, so I studied to play for 7 years in a music school, and I finished the music school 3 years ago. But we have a lot of music schools specialized in music, and there you can study to play a piano, a violin, to go to an orchestra. You can study to play in a rock band, you can dance. So you have all the possibilities in our country to do all the things you want.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And just, there we go. We just lost a telephone call. I know here in America, for instance, I play in a band also, and I play in a dance band that plays outside of school. And do you all have bands that you play? Vladimir, you say you play. Do you play outside of school and out in the community?
Yeah. So we have in school an orchestra band, rock band, and you must stay after lessons to repeat, to learn another music. But during the lessons, it's impossible in the last age. In the 10th, in the 9th, but we have a music lessons only in the from the 1st till the 7th age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because in the last age we must study a lot of science, so it's no place for music or dance in our school to study.
Mm-hmm. What about dance? Yesterday at Lathrop, they had a potluck and that you all were at, and that you were all the guests of honor, and some of you played some instruments, accordions and violins and piano and whatnot, and you also did a dance. Is dance very important part of your culture?
Yes, I think that dance is also a very important part of our culture. We must remember our dances, our national dances. It's very important, I think. But in the school we haven't dances classes, and it's a pity.
Mm-hmm. Do most students take? Here in America, for instance, that's like an extracurricular class, an extra class, dance or music. Here in America, is it that way, or is there an emphasis on extra classes, on learning other things than algebra and reading and math? I suppose you'd go to a specialized school if you wanted to study. An emphasis on that.
Yeah. Is about me. I studied 8 years in a specialized school in music. Mm-hmm. My parents wanted me to study music, so I play the violin. And if you really want to be good in something like music, like playing an instrument, like dances, you must attend a specialized school.
Mm-hmm. Are the specialized schools hard to get into?
No, when I was 6 years old, I have to pass something like an exam, mm-hmm. for my musical abilities, my ability in music, how I shall be good in this. And if you have some abilities, you are really capable in this, you can join this school. Mm-hmm. It's not hard to do.
If you're just joining us this afternoon, for the next 15 minutes or so here, I'm Bill Campbell with a special edition of Straight Talk, and I'll be talking with 5 Soviet Union high school students. They're from Moldavia in the Soviet Union, and they're joining us here in Alaska for a few weeks. They'll be here in Fairbanks through tomorrow visiting the high schools locally, and they came on the radio today to talk a little bit about their culture and themselves and their country. If you have any questions, give us a call at 474-5044. And the phone lines are open again at 474-5044. Here in America, we have a lot of problems that we're trying to solve. Unfortunately, I suppose it's a universal problem. Drugs and alcohol with our young people and also our adults is very difficult. We have a lot of students who just are messed up on drugs and alcohol. I don't want to say a majority by any stretch of the imagination, but we do have a problem with it. Is there a problem with drugs and alcohol in the Soviet Union?
So it's a very big problem with drugs. But what is the difference between an American pupil and Moldavian, for example, pupil, takes drugs? So in our country, a drug man is a man that is very heavy, and he have not another way to do that, to take a drug. But here I saw and I heard that a drug man is a man that have no house, have no job, so his only way is to go to take a drug.
Right. That is a universal problem. Is there an education policy in your school to help solve these problems?
Yeah. Of course.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like what kind of an education policy? What do they do? Is it kind of a health class type thing where they teach you about the problems?
The teacher, yeah. They are telling us what happen if, for example, a pupil take some substance of this, what happen, and what will be the parents like this.
Mm-hmm. I see, we don't have...
But in school we have different assemblies, meeting classes where teachers tell us about drugs and about everything.
Mm-hmm. Patrick?
I think we're having such a problem of drugs in the school. Because I don't know why, but we haven't said in school the students don't use drugs. We have other problems in the school, but not drugs. But in general, yes, this is a problem.
Mm-hmm. It's universal. We have a couple of telephone calls. We'll take them. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
In our country, we learn that capitalism produces a much better economy than socialism. Would you please comment on this and express your personal opinions? Thank you.
Thank you. The question you've probably been asked more than once. Any comments on? Do you all study in school? Do you study our system, Vladimir?
I think the capitalism produce best production if in socialism, because socialism, for example, in our country is only 60 years, and it's a long time for capitalism to make different reforms to see all the ways they must take to reconstruct the economy and other kinds of society. And so capitalism have much more time than socialism to produce the best production.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say that it because of the stagnation that was in our country, and the economy was stopped, and I think that it's also it's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Patrick,
I'd like to add here that my conception is that we haven't and we hadn't an ideal system, and every system, for example, capitalist system and socialist system, have his evils and his good things, and also our system has his evils and his good things as your system.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't an ideal system.
That sums it up perfect, and neither do we for that matter. Vladimir?
So I think it happened because when in 1917, when the socialism started, so we have not the best production as in capitalism, because the people started from the beginning, because the socialism is another kind of society, of economy, and it's the production is not the best in the world, but the fact of socialism is show us that we are on another step, more high than capitalism. So,
I thought, Lolita?
I should like to add that in the period of stagnation in our history, product of this period was the great bureaucratic system that acted not only in politics or in social life, it acted also in economy. And this is one of the reasons, one of the things because of which our economy was stopped. Because if a good idea appeared, it can't be quickly improved into economy and to make it develop quicker, because it has to pass different steps of these bureaucratic systems before it will be improved, before it will act in economy, and we'll have real before it succeed. And it's also a reason why did our economy stop, is this bureaucratic system.
And we have another telephone call. Good evening, or good afternoon, actually. You're on the air.
Is that me?
That's you.
Okay. My question is, one, do you have a compulsory military service?
after you get out of school? In other words, does everybody have to serve? And if everybody does have to serve, what is the feeling about military service after Afghanistan? I hope someone hasn't asked this before.
Thank you. Patrick?
We have a compulsory education in school, and also all the young people, all the guys who have 18 years old must join the army. It's compulsory for all of us,
mm-hmm.
except those who have some mental or physical disabilities. Or yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many years do you have to serve then?
We must join the army for about 2 or 3 years in the Navy and in the Marine. 3 years, and in the rest of the army, 2 years, only 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But if we get in the if we get in the college, we can join the army after the college for only 1 month, and that's all.
Only 1 month. Do many people make a career out of the military? Do they stay in longer than they have to?
Not many.
If they want to have a job of a military, they can stay all their life to be a military.
Mm-hmm.
But, and what I have to say that we are preparing in school to enjoy the Soviet Army. We have to study 2 years such named military subject.
Mm-hmm. What is the attitude of students? I know... Many students here in America really don't want to join the military. They'd rather go to college and get a job. I don't want to say most or an exceptionally amount or anything, but that's an attitude that you hear is, I don't want to go in the military. I want to go to college and get a degree and be a doctor or a lawyer. Is that attitude the same in the Soviet Union, or do people want to join the military? Are they interested in it? Any comments?
It's a quite difficult question.
Uh-huh.
I think nobody is so much to join the army, but if we must join the army, we join.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. Just the way it is.
Yeah.
Here in America, we had a war many years ago, Vietnam, which some Americans wish we wouldn't have been at, and some there's different opinions coming on. My father served in Vietnam and all. How do you all feel about Afghanistan? Is this a difficult question? Mm-hmm.
It's a painful question for us.
Mm-hmm.
No, because too many people died there, and we qualificate this as a mistake, introducing our troops, Soviet troops, into Afghanistan. I have a bad opinion. This is a tragedy for us.
Mm-hmm. A lot like our Vietnam.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not sure it's just the same, but...
It's a rough time. Rough time. Well, before, we have only 5 minutes left here. There are the five of you here, and then you have another five more students that are with you from the Soviet Union. Was there 10 of you all together that came on this trip?
Yes, we are 10 here and a teacher.
And then your teacher along too. How were you all selected to come on this trip? Mm-hmm. Did you volunteer to come? Were you chosen, Patrick?
Yeah, we are chosen. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think this is our level of English. Maybe our level is not so good, but I think this is the level of English.
Mm-hmm. You all speak fine English. I don't think anybody's having a hard time understanding you. That was one concern. My producer asked me a couple weeks ago, and I asked her about doing this special show, and the first question was, well, do they speak English? And of course, I didn't have an answer, so we just kind of gambled and hoped you all did. Incredible. I might say something, because foreign languages here in the United States is not as strong as it appears to be in the Soviet Union. Is studying foreign languages and international affairs common? Is it
Does everyone study a foreign language?
Yeah, we have in every school a program of studying foreign languages. Mm-hmm. But in the normal schools, in the schools that are not specialized in the foreign languages, the studying of these languages are not so
thoroughly
intensify.
Mm-hmm.
Intensive.
But yet, you still do get a taste of the foreign language, anyhow. Excellent, excellent. Well, any comments you'd like to make before we close the show this afternoon? I think I can speak for everyone here for saying thank you very much for not only coming to Alaska and visiting us for these 3 weeks, but coming up here today and talking with us on the air. It's been eye-opening. It's been neat. And so you're all going to the high schools tomorrow, right?
Yes.
We're visiting all the different high schools. The students are in for a treat. And we need to get to talk with them. I'd also like to thank Susan McGinnis, who normally hosts the show that's in this time slot from noon to one on Sundays, and the show is called Sunday at Noon. Susan was kind enough to give me this time to share with the Soviet students, and Susan will be back next Sunday, March 12th, where she will have a focus on KUAC. Her guests will be Bruce Smith, general manager here of KUAC FM and TV, Greg Ruff, who's general manager of KUAC TV, Mark Badger, John Adams, and Jim Schneider, and they'll all be here in the studio March 12th. The following Sunday, March 19th, Susan will be talking with Robert Atwood, who is the owner and publisher of the Anchorage Times. Mr. Atwood is being honored by the University of Alaska Fairbanks for his contributions to Alaska's history and the Alaska's Living History series. That'll be the following Sunday. So join Susan next Sunday for Focus on KUAC. And this afternoon, I'd also like to make a special thank you to a lady who I must thank, Carla Tonella. Carla has been my producer and my engineer since this show Straight Talk went on the air in November. Carla is the lady who created the show Straight Talk, and the program is her creation, and she selected me to be the host. And Carla has taught me more about radio and about public affairs and whatnot. And this afternoon is Carla's last show here at KUAC. Carla has decided that she's tired of Fairbanks and ready to go someplace south, a little bit warmer and perhaps a little bit bigger. And so Carla is moving on from KUAC, and we'll all miss her here. She's done a lot of really good things for us here at KUAC. And thank you, Carla. Once again, to all my Soviet friends, Dorian, Patrick, and Lolita, and Vladimir and Diana, thank you very much for coming up here this afternoon. And thank you to all the people here in Fairbanks who've made this trip possible. Well, everyone from all the different groups and who've made this all possible for us. Thank you very much.
I should like to thank you for this opportunity to speak to all the people from Alaska, and especially from Fairbanks. It was exciting, really. This whole trip for us was exciting. It was a lot of meetings, a lot of talks to people at a really high level. Mm-hmm. We were very happy to meet all these people, so hospitable, so kind to us. So thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed your trip. Well, thank you very much. Enjoy your trip to Anchorage tomorrow and on to New York. You're going to the Big Apple.
Thank you.
I hope New York's warmer than Fairbanks. We didn't mean for the temperature to fall out on you like this when you came. Well, thank you very much. For all of us here at KUC, I'm Bill Campbell. Join me tomorrow night at 6:30 when we'll hear most of this conversation again taped from this show. Until tomorrow night, I'm Bill Campbell. Good afternoon.